Okay, we have our second reading from Hebrews. In the past, God spoke through the prophets to our ancestors in many times and many ways. In these final days, though, he spoke to us through a son. God made his son the heir of everything and created the world through him. The son is the light of God's glory and the imprint of God's being. He maintains everything with his powerful message. So then, with endurance, let's run the race that is laid out in front of us. Since we have such a great cloud of witness surrounding us, let's throw off any extra baggage and get rid of the sin that trips us up. And fix our eyes on Jesus, face pioneer and perfecter. He endured the cross, ignored the shame, for the sake of the joy that was laid out in front of him, and sat down at the right side of God's throne.
The Lord be with you. Last Sunday, we talked about the beliefs that we have in common with Christians from other denominations. So, this Sunday, we will begin sharing some of the differences, though other Christian denominations do share a lot of the same similarities, because we can't lump everyone together in one pot. We don't corner the market for any of these things. They are also still shared. Anabaptists have three sacred core values that they follow, which we'll learn about more today. We'll be talking about Jesus as the center of our faith. So it's Jesus is the center of our faith, community is the center of our life, and reconciliation is the center of our work. So being a Christian from an Anabaptist perspective is a combination of believing in Jesus, belonging in community, and behaving in a reconciling way. So our first value, number one, Jesus is the center of our faith. Fix our eyes on Jesus, faith's pioneer and perfection. And no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. These were very central texts for early Anabaptists. And in fact, the one that Norma just read in 1 Corinthians became the motto for one of our early leaders, Menno Simons, from whom we got our name, Mennonites. Then and now, the Sermon on the Mount, empowered by the Holy Spirit, is seen as kind of like the Anabaptist guide for living. Jesus is the center of our faith. That sounds right. That sounds good. So how do we do that? And how is that any different from any Christian? Palmer Becker clarifies that there are three parts to Jesus being the center of our faith. Jesus is to be followed in daily life. The Bible is interpreted from a Christ-centered point of view, and Jesus is accepted as both Savior and Lord. So the first one, Jesus is to be followed in daily life. Being a Christian means more than having that spiritual experience or that spiritual high of being in Mennonite Church USA convention with that great music and those great speakers, and you feel like you're way up here. It's more than affirming a creed that we read together in the back of our hymnal, where we state in unison everything we are supposed to believe. It is more than being justified or right with God. Now, that is very important, to be in a right relationship with God. But being a Christian means following Jesus in our normal daily living. Christianity is discipleship. Hans Denk, an early Anabaptist, stated this clearly when he said, "No one can truly know Christ unless they follow him in daily life, and no one can follow Christ in daily life unless they truly know him." Last week, we were visiting our granddaughters, and we were having a winter parade. And Marion, 3-year-old, was the leader, and I came in second, and I had to follow everything she did, but I, of course, was carrying all the animals. Warren was the juggler behind me, and Beatrice was playing all kinds of instruments. But I was instructed to follow and do everything that she did. And she kept looking back to make sure that I was doing it correctly. Now, playing follow the leader with a child is normal daily life, especially for maybe that pew over there. Yes. We aren't able to follow exactly what they do, but children like Jesus always give us grace and also encourage us to keep going. Let's do it again and again and again. Salvation in the Anabaptist tradition means being transformed from the old way of life to a life that exemplifies the spirit and actions of Jesus. Salvation is not merely a change of God's attitude toward us, for God always, always loves us, no matter what we do. It is a change in our attitude and our actions toward God, toward other people, and toward the world and all creation. This change is made possible by the presence of the Holy Spirit living inside us. The Holy Spirit is what empowers, what gives us energy to follow Jesus as disciples in daily life. Some Christians, even after salvation, continue to see themselves as hopeless sinners who are unable to live a transformed life. Some may say, "I'm not different. I'm only forgiven." Christians from an Anabaptist perspective disagree. We believe that the teachings in the Spirit of Jesus make it possible for committed followers to be transformed and to overcome the powers of evil, to live a life of love over fear. We seek to be Spirit-filled persons who follow the radical teachings and examples of Jesus in our normal daily life. That is Christian discipleship. We are students of Jesus, always learning, always trying again and again and again. We emphasize Christ's life more than Christ's death. The second one is the Bible is interpreted from a Christ-centered point of view. Some Christians may have what we call maybe a flat Bible, which assumes that the words of God as understood by Moses or Elijah or Elisha or anyone in the Old Testament hold the same authority as the words of Jesus in the New Testament. So when political or social issues such as war, capital punishment, or treatment of those who don't look or act like us comes up, those with a flat Bible often claim Old Testament texts as the basis for their belief and action, even when those texts differ from the teachings of Jesus. Some believe that obedience to the teachings of Jesus as found in the Sermon on the Mount is postponed until Jesus' return. In the meantime, Jesus receives worship, but not daily obedience. Christians, from an Anabaptist perspective, seek to interpret all Scripture from an ethical, Christ-centered point of view. I like to say we put on our Jesus glasses. Jesus is seen as the fullest revelation of God and God's will, which means that sometimes the teachings of Jesus transcend previous teachings from the Old Testament. Jesus himself said, "You may have heard it said, ... but I say," in Matthew 5. And like the writer of Hebrews says, in the past, God spoke through the prophets to our ancestors in many times and many ways. In these final days, though, he is speaking to us through his Son. I worked with a woman in her villa who one time she told me about why there are no dinosaurs here on Earth. It's because they died in the flood. There was no room for them on the ark. That's the first I had heard that. I thought she was joking. She was very serious. And it was at the time when I was studying this in my journey program, and I thought, that is an example of the literal interpretation of a flat Bible. Christians from an Anabaptist perspective affirm that all Scripture is inspired, but we are not strict literalists, meaning that we don't take every word literally. We seek to hold the written word and the Spirit of Jesus in creative tension. All Scripture needs to be interpreted through the Spirit of Jesus. That means, again, reading it through the lens of Jesus, through our Jesus glasses. To read and to try to interpret the Scripture as Jesus would. While we see the Scripture as the ultimate source of information, we see Jesus as the final authority for faith and life. Jesus is Lord of Scripture for both personal and social ethics. No text is an authority other than in the way it is honestly related to the teaching and spirit of Jesus. So when Anabaptist-minded Christians face an ethical question, we go first to Jesus for the primary guidance, and then to the Scriptures for further background and understanding. And if two scriptures, passages in Scripture, seem to disagree, we let Jesus be the referee. Number 3. Jesus is accepted as both Savior and Lord. Yes. All Christians affirm Jesus as their personal Savior from sin. But some place less emphasis on following him as Lord in daily life. Some look to Jesus as Savior from personal bad habits, but when facing larger social or political problems, give their obedience to an employer, a civic leader, military general, or president. As a result, many Christians today are more obedient to the commands of earthly leaders than they are to those given by Jesus. Christians from an Anabaptist perspective believe that government needs to be obeyed, but our highest loyalty always belongs to Jesus. When there's a conflict between the ways of Jesus and the ways of our government, we need to side with Jesus, as the early disciples did. In Acts 5:29, it says, "We must obey God rather than any human authority." An example of that is what happened last week when Mennonite Action was singing for a ceasefire and for peace in Gaza at the Capitol building, and they were arrested. Jesus is the center of our faith. As Christians from an Anabaptist perspective, we seek to follow Jesus in our normal daily life. Interpret the scriptures in the spirit of Jesus and promise our highest loyalty to Jesus Christ. What do you believe?